Hi, welcome to Inside Windows Phone. I'm Larry Lieberman here with Matthias Shapiro. Today we're going to talk a little bit about Nokia's new imaging SDK.
Yeah, Nokia has been doing a lot of really impressive things with imaging, with pictures.
I know earlier this month they announced this new camera phone, the Lumia 1020. Really amazing camera, 41 megapixel sensor. I know that sounds absurd. How large that is. It actually uses a lot of that extra data to interpolate a much more intelligent picture, a much more accurate picture that's stored in a smaller amount of space.
It's incredible to play with. Larry takes pictures of everything, and
I have to now because otherwise I can't carry the phone around.
Right? Yeah. No. It's really a beautiful thing. But
imaging SDK though.
Yeah. But alongside this new the new camera, they've also announced this new imaging SDK, which isn't just available for the 1020. It's available for all Windows 8 or Windows Phone 8 phones.
Yeah. Not just Nokia phones.
It's
akin to more of a redistributable library, right?
Yep. That's right. And so we're going to walk through a little bit of how you install the SDK and what we can do with it.
Do you want to first show us what
Looks like? I'm going to open it up, and this is just a little demo that I built over the weekend. And we can take a look at the imaging SDK. I'll grab a picture from my library. Let's find a good one here. Giraffes are fun. I pulled a giraffe, and what we've done here is this is just a little filter that the imaging SDK has applied to the image that I've pulled in. And so the filters in the imaging SDK, there's about 50 of them.
50?
And they work in a really fast way, and it's just a really great way to do things like rotation. You can do some mirroring effects. And so when we think of filters, we might just think of cartoons and oil paintings. But it's really a full-featured set of stuff to do with images.
Do you want to show us some of those samples that they ship with,
too? Yeah.
Because I was actually really impressed with the quality of these samples.
So they ship it with, you can take a look at three samples online. The first one is this one called Filter Effects. I'm going to pull in another image from my, or we can just take a picture of our little dudes here. There we go. And once we have an image, they give us the ability, we can just dynamically change the filter however these guys look. We tap on the image and we can change the brightness and see it changing dynamically in the background, change our saturation. I like the sad hipster filter.
It is a sad hipster.
Right, and so we can increase the Lumo vignetting of that dynamically. 80s pop song, color, or grayscale. So this stuff is, it's right in there. It's actually really, really simple to use and to change these filters. It gives your application a lot of options.
And you said you were actually really impressed with the memory management.
The memory management. We'll see that. I'll show that in the demo as I get into, in my demo that I get into in a little bit. But it's one of the really cool things about the imaging SDK is that it instead of pulling the entire image in to grab it, throw it into memory, run a filter on it, and spit it back out. It actually pulls pieces of the image in part at a time to keep your memory management low. And so we'll see how low when I walk through some of my demo. But I want to show, I'm going to show these other two demos. This is their real-time filter demo.
Wow.
So you can see we actually have this real-time filter on our camera, and you just go and download this source and apply these sorts of real-time.
Magic pen.
Yep.
Grayscale, antique, cool.
So, yeah.
And so, as a developer, it'd be a little bit more challenging to implement something like a filter of this type yourself, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, filters can be very, very difficult to implement, especially in terms of
there's a lot of math involved in terms of changing the pixels that way.
Math and memory management, the SDK, the imaging SDK, gives us a lot of stuff. It's very easy to implement. So,
do you want to show us what we would do there?
Oh no. So let's go ahead and take a look at, take a look at how we would do this in a brand new project. So this is just a file new project.
File new project. Empty Windows Phone application.
Totally empty. So we'll just right click and we can get it on NuGet.
It's published in NuGet already.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
They've got it up. And if we do Nokia Imaging SDK, if we do Nokia, we can see we have a bunch of Nokia Music. But we're going to look at the SDK. We just click install, accept. and it pulls in all of the stuff we need.
And that gets you all those redistributable class libraries that you...
Yep, okay. Yep. It gets us... the references it pulls in are for imaging. There's some stuff that's running in Windows Runtime and some managed elements. And so now it's just in there. And we can go in and just create any sort of... Well, let me jump over to another project and show how easy it is.
Now, earlier you were working on this and you put this together in a very short amount of time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've got some great tutorials on it. But so we've... inside of my... I'll jump back to my... Watch the demo in action. You saw when I clicked, I tapped on that image. I can grab something and pull it in. It, mm-hmm. It runs that filter. So when I tap on that camera,
they're nice filters too. They're not
they're very good and they're very fast.
Yeah.
But when I tap on that that camera image, it runs a photo chooser task.
And that's where it goes and launches the
right,
library.
Right, that launches, and I can go in and grab the image I want. And then when the image comes back, it runs this method. And so there's a lot of if-then statements that I have here that I use to check a couple of different things. But the one that what's really here is we can just create a new editing session. Mm-hmm. And this is what I really love about it is Nokia has done a lot of work to make this as easy as possible for developers. And so you create this new editing session, and you pull your image into that editing session, and then the session takes care of all of the imaging work from there on out. And so for here, we have all we can do is just add a filter. We've added a filter. We create a cartoon filter.
It's all written with a sync await to make sure that you're not blocking UI at any time.
Yep, and I have an option that I'll turn on in a moment. We can even add multiple filters,
ooh.
And it will just run one filter after another all the way through the image until you're done. And then to get that back out, what we do is we render to image async, and then this main image. This is just an image in my UI. Mm-hmm. And it can be any image in your UI. And you just give it, and you say, I want this image, and then just render it with the filters we already have applied.
And it looks like you had a debug option there that you were doing to see how long the rendering was taking.
Yep. It kind of messed up the flow of the demo.
Sure.
But with most of these, you've got about a quarter second to do a single filter render. That's how easy it is. It's just... these few lines of code create a new session with my image, or create a new session with my image, and then render it out, and then you're done. But one of the things that is really awesome about this, and this can be really difficult to do with imaging, is that this actually does really great memory management. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on a memory alert, and we're going to load using just the normal photo chooser, just taking the photo and applying it to the image we have. And so we're going to first grab a single image, and we're going to crash our application. And try that again. I'll get it right, don't worry. So we're going to show a memory alert. We're load using default. Okay, so what we have here is my current memory usage is about 40 megabytes. Mm-hmm. Let me pull that in. I'm going to grab another image and grab a slightly bigger image. Now my memory usage is 91 megabytes. I'm going to grab another image.
Oh, is there a leak somewhere?
It is a sort of thing where I'm trying to flush it out, and it does actually limit it at about 100 megabytes.
Okay.
And now we're at 94, so it's starting to clean up the memory.
I see.
But if we back out of the application to flush the memory, we're showing memory alerts, and now we're going to do it using the Nokia filter. So we're even applying a filter.
That was without the filter.
That was without a filter. That was just pulling the image.
Just pulling an image
by
in.
Default and assigning it to that image. So. 20 Whoa. Megabytes. Let's grab another one. Let's grab the second one that I grabbed.
So they're
actually
being much more intelligent about how they're managing the visual
It's
tree.
Very good. So this one is actually wasn't taken with my camera. This was taken with a SLR. So it's a much higher resolution. You
right.
see, our memory management is we're now at 45. Now this is my favorite one. We're gonna pull this image here of the galaxy is an 18,000 by 18,000 pixel image. It is humongous. We pull it in, and our memory management is still at 44. That is wow. one-third the limit of our low memory devices.
Wow.
So this imaging SDK just does really fantastic memory management. And it, they've tested it on the 920, they've tested it on the 520, so that's our a high-end Nokia phone, a low-end Nokia phone, and it just works beautifully.
Well, it's a great testament to Nokia's dedication to the low-end devices, the more affordable devices. You know, we know that the 520 is one of the most popular phones right now globally. So, you know, when you write an application, if you leverage these practices to write an application that handles memory well, you can be received well on these low-end devices, which is a large majority of Windows Phone devices out there right now.
Yeah.
So this is amazing.
It's a great SDK, and it really encourages some best practices. If you're working with images, I would highly recommend it. And keep in mind, again, that this isn't just about filters. There's rotation in here, there's zooming, there's cropping. Anything you might want to do with images is
something that's... Real time, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's great if you're doing anything with images. I highly recommend it, even if you're just pulling in a bunch of images, especially a single image, and you just want to do a bunch of stuff with that.
Can you show us the samples really quick that they ship? Because I thought there was the one with the mosaic layout.
Yep. So we looked at the filter effect. We looked at the real-time filter.
Right.
And then the last one they have...
Filter Explorer.
Is just if you're looking to just look at, okay, what kind of filters are available to me? I just want to run an app and take a look without digging into too much code. We've got this Filter Explorer here. And we can add a filter... And then here they all are. We've got antique and brightness, got color adjustment, flip, grayscale, saturation. We've got some enhancement filters, whiteboard, local boost. And we can apply these on top of each other. So that's a negative filter. Now on top of my negative filter, I want to do an auto enhance. And now on top of my auto enhance, I want to do, let's say a vignetting.
Right.
I can rotate it.
So wrap it all up for us. What do we have here?
So what we have is just a really high-performance, low-memory imaging SDK. It's easy to pull in your application. It runs on pretty much any phone that's available on the market today. And if you're doing anything with images, you should give it a serious look and use it. Very, very seriously consider using this to drive the imaging experience on your phone.
Outstanding. We'll have all the links to relevant information on this page below, and you'll be able to go try it out right now.
Yep.
That's all for Inside Windows Phone this week. We'll see you next time.